At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the Hot Me Crowder Solana. 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 Welcome to the show.
With the three amigos, Hot Me Crowder and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Coca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest dolphin to rock up 52. So Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grinch, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana.
I lost all my money betting against FIU.
That was funny.
I mean, they railroaded Western Kentucky. I didn't know anything about either team. All I knew was that FIU was going to get their asses kicked like they have been all season long, and they just tore up Western Kentucky on the road. I lost all my money.
That's what you get.
That's what I get.
You know, watch either team, don't know nothing about nothing. You just like to gamble.
I do, and I bet everything that was in the bankroll on that. I was so certain. Everything, I mean – and then I got Jimmy, you know, he's hocking me on the text thread last night about how great FIU is doing. I'm like, Jimmy, I'm losing all my money here. What are we doing?
Serves you right.
Serves me right for what? It serves me right to lose my money? All right, it's the last bonus I send you on a Friday.
You shouldn't have bet against FIU.
Okay, learned my lesson. You shouldn't have rooted against me. Hope you learned your lesson. Your bonuses are done. Served you right.
Now that you've witnessed perhaps the best 1-2 punch in Conference USA, certainly the best running back in Conference USA, Keijon Owens, maybe you're going to start betting and winning money on FIU.
Well, I didn't witness anything. I just looked at the score at halftime, and then I looked at it again after the game. I don't know a thing still about FIU football. All I know is because of them, Hard Rock App has all my money.
What's his name?
Keijon Owens is the running back. Leads Conference USA in touchdowns. Had 195 yards yesterday and a touchdown. And I've been telling you guys about KJ, the quarterback. Kawan Jenkins from South Florida. I mean, these guys are Miami guys. And they're dominating Conference USA. When I say dominating, that's their first road victory in their last 10 tries and their first conference win of the season. But hey, FIU closer and closer in the Willie Simmons era, his debut, 3-3, halfway to a bowl game.
They should actually thank me because they wouldn't have had any of that if I hadn't bet on them last night. They kept doing what they were doing. And then, so this morning, you know, I'm in this pick'em pool. Larry Glick, the old account executive for the radio station, runs this pick'em pool. And it's like $800 every week, you know, as the prize money. And so you just have to pick winners. You go through the entire NFL docket, and you pick winner, no spreads. And I get to Dolphins-Cleveland. I am stymied. I just to pick a winner, I am stymied on this game. Have the Dolphins packed it up and they're going through the motions and are going to need a reset like you saw in Tennessee where it's like, hey, we got to try something. We got to get rid of the coach. Have the Dolphins packed it up or...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, they were in striking distance of the Chargers. They were in striking distance of Carolina, striking distance of Buffalo. They'll have no problem with Cleveland. I have no idea.
Dolphins. Bet Dolphins. Carolina.
What's that based on, though?
Bryce Young is not great. Yeah, Solana thinks he's a Hall of Famer, but he's not. And he had, you know, he's decent. He's been in the league for a couple years. Justin Herbert is a good quarterback. We know that. He went down and led a drive. You know, Jalen Phillips couldn't tackle him. McConkey made a great play. There's no way Dylan Gabriel creates points. There's no way he has that last drive. So, it's going to be a close game, yes. It's going to be a nasty, boring-ass game, yes. The Dolphins can win this one. The Dolphins will win this one.
But would it surprise you also that they're going on the road to Cleveland? There's nothing to play for. No one's interested. Would it surprise you if they just went through the motions and Cleveland, Dylan Gabriel's got something to play for.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to prove himself, right? He doesn't want to let Shedeur Sanders get in there. Like, right. He needs to put together a game. I just that wouldn't surprise me either, where they come out and they go, hey, this is a game we can win. I'm not saying it's their Super Bowl, but where they're like, hey, all week, like, hey, we can win this game. Let's get a dub and let's start moving things in the right direction.
Yeah.
The Dolphins can't move things in the right direction because they're not being led by a youngster.
And if they lose this game, the wheels have fallen off. Because you just can't. You can't get whooped by the Browns. You can't whoop the Panthers and the Browns in a three-week span and then lose the way you did to the Chargers. You just can't do it. And this distraction this week with the Tua players only meeting crap, you'll know very early if this has affected the team. If they've, I don't want to say turn, it's not like I've heard this too. They're not going to play for Tua. Guys aren't going to block for him.
Right.
He's not throwing the ball to Jalen Waddle and he's slap it down to the ground. Like, let's be honest.
That would be funny though.
Yeah, it's not going to be a mutiny against Tua, but I'm sure there's no dinners this week. I'm sure nobody's going over to his house to, you know, to eat Taco Tuesday yesterday, whatever it is. This game, the inner workings of the team, not on the field, not the X and O, not the offensive, defensive play calling, the inner workings of the team, the locker room, I'll be able to tell in the first quarter if it was affected by that Tua crap.
Because they like him. You said it yesterday. Like, he's not a bad guy. He doesn't. It's like he's not malicious. Like, they like him. It was just kind of a silly, you know, silly thing to say.
Yeah, and even with that, I thought about that too. Do you look at him like I'm not saying dumb as in unintelligent, just the goofy little brother that got thrusted into a leadership role, but everybody knows.
He's always saying the wrong thing. Yeah, this isn't what he's supposed to be doing.
Huck, like that, your friends, your family, like, you know the people. If you have 50 grown men to lead somewhere, hey, send Tim in there. Hey, y'all, Tim ain't gonna lead nobody. Tim can't even do his own homework in fourth grade. My mom was making Tim do his homework in eighth grade. Like, Tim ain't leading. He can't lead himself. They might look at him like that, almost like, I don't want to say a joke, but just, hey, man, they put too much on their young man. He's good. You good, too. You good. Go eat your applesauce.
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, though. The national narrative, people outside of Miami are looking at this and saying, that team's done. That team's fractured. The quarterback just threw people under the bus. There's no way they're going to go on the road and win a game no matter who they're playing. I think that's the perspective, because we still feel like the Dolphins are better than the Cleveland Browns, even though I don't know who's blocking Myles Garrett. I genuinely don't know, but I think most people would look at this already crowd and say, hey, the wheels fell off Sunday at around 4:15 or 4:30 when Tua walked away from that podium.
And they have the young quarterbacks. They traded Flacco. Gabriel's in there. They'll have another re-energizing factor when they put Shedeur Sanders in there in here a couple weeks if they don't win some games. The Dolphins are sitting with Tua for 6 years, McDaniels for 4 years, and sitting at 1-5. We're on the back end of a collapse, and the Browns are in their fan base and play and team's mind. We're building from that. We have a foundation we're building on. The Dolphins' house is in a hurricane right now, and we're waiting for it to fall over.
I would say, much like what Solana said, the national audience, they're not watching the games like we are and then talking about it 4 hours a day and watching all the machinations. All they know nationally, the wheels have fallen off here in Miami. They can't believe that Mike McDaniel is still the head coach. And we can talk with Zach Gelb about it. He's going to join us today. He can give us the national perspective. He's a Patriots fan, too. You know, he does the show in New York, but Patriots fan, too. They might be the best team in the AFC East. There's an argument to be made that his Patriots are the best team in the AFC East. Josh Appel is going to join us today as well. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's get headlines. Start out the show, sponsored by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
Mike McDaniel spoke earlier. Tua was supposed to speak later today. The Dolphins are holding practice. We'll get an injury report later, but these are the players who are absent from today's practice. I see several media members reporting the same names. Alec Ingold, Darren Waller, Aaron Brewer. Remember, he was questionable, doubtful, and then ended up playing last week. And Elijah Campbell. Those are the players absent from practice. We found out Monday that none of the guys on IR are going to return this upcoming week.
And Mike McDaniel said something along the lines of, when asked again about Tua's comments, our big focus is Sunday in Cleveland. That's the last I'm going to speak on it. And then he followed up, I guess, by saying that Tua has spoken to the team again regarding the comments. I am interested. I don't know what time Tua are they in. I guess they're in practice right now. Tua's availability will be after practice. So sometime this afternoon, he'll talk. Hope he doubles down. Wouldn't that be a great plot twist? Yeah, I said it, and I mean it. I'm having players-only meetings. People aren't showing up. And if people don't want to take it seriously, that's on Coach McDaniel. That would be the greatest comment. We'd have to blow off our broadcast of the Panthers game and the red, white, and pink game. And like, we would just have to go wall-to-wall coverage if Tua said just that line.
Actually, I got to go here in a second. We got a players-only meeting coming up right now.
That would be funny if he gets there in the media scrum and he's like, you know that this is supposed to be a players-only meeting. I told everyone to come meet with me when I'm talking to Hal Habib and Joe Shad. And you can see no one's here but Barry Jackson and Clay Ferrero. And so, again, these guys are just kind of freelancing, doing whatever they want.
Hawk, there's no place for jokes in this because this is serious and people's jobs at hand. If the entire team walked into the little media room when Tua
that
walked
would
in.
Be great. That would be great.
It would actually put a, like, you know, it lighten the mood of what's going on. But I don't think that there's no way.
That would be funny as hell. They all walk in together behind him.
Now y'all are in a players only meeting. What? Come on, man.
Hey, this Sunday, by the way, is the Aloha Bowl. Two starting quarterbacks, I think two lefties, from Hawaii.
Yeah, Dylan Gabriel, he was asked about it, I guess, but he said he doesn't really know Tua. They've played against each other before, but he doesn't know him.
Yeah, when could they have played against each other? I'm trying to figure out the math here, because Tua's been in the league, this is his fifth season, correct? Or his sixth season?
Six, I think.
Pop Warner? I don't know.
All right, but
Tua Tagovailoa is 27.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan Gabriel.
He's a rookie. He's 24.
Yeah, maybe high school.
Yeah, I guess so.
College.
I guess
yeah,
so.
Yeah, man, hell, one of them damn 7-on-7 leagues or something. Yeah, they're both from the, you know, the West Coast or whatever, Hawaii. Yeah, one of them damn leagues.
I guess it makes sense because everybody who was in college during the pandemic got that extra year of eligibility. And I'm looking now, Dylan Gabriel was at UCF from 2019 to 2021. So I guess they could have crossed paths in high school. It makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Any of you watch any MLB playoffs yesterday?
No.
I was glued to FIU.
Dodgers beat the Brewers 5-1, so the Dodgers take a 2-0 lead. They won both those on the road. The series flips back to LA tomorrow, 6:08 p.m. Tonight, game three, in Seattle, the Mariners host the Blue Jays. Seattle has a 2-0 lead in that series. So as it's trending right now, you've got a Mariners-Dodgers World Series.
It says on Yahoo Sports, when the Dolphins play the Browns Sunday, two left-handers at quarterback will face off in the NFL for the first time in 19 years.
Wow.
Hmm. That's crazy to think about.
Crazy.
Who's a good left-handed quarterback?
Man, if you had asked me that in August, I had a quick answer.
Michael Penix?
Oh, he, you know what? They beat the Bills, but Michael Penix didn't look very good in that game. That damn Bijan Robinson is a man amongst boys.
Yeah. The only two I can think of off the top of my head that were like GOAT level, Steve Young, he was lefty, and Michael Vick.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only two that I can think of.
Vick was a lefty.
Don't sleep on
that. Ran past me. He was at his left hand.
Don't sleep on Chicago Bears lefty Bobby Douglas, 1975.
Were blacks allowed to play?
Not so much.
Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow's a lefty.
Nah, he doesn't even know what hand he throws with. He shot puts the ball.
Over to the NBA. The Heat have their red, white, and pink game tonight. They're going to finish out the preseason on Friday. They host Memphis. I can't imagine too many guys will play. Russell Westbrook has signed a deal, according to Shams Charania, with the Sacramento Kings. You guys bummed? Some people expected him. I saw there was a percentage chance he was going to come to Miami.
Bummed.
You guys bummed?
Bummed?
Westbrook?
Yeah.
2025?
Yeah.
I would love him. If we had him in 2017, what?
I don't know. Hawk, you like celebrity. You like the big name. You like
not
the
him,
star.
Though. Not no? Westbrook. No? Not Westbrook. No. No, not for the Heat.
All right.
Man, he doesn't seem like a guy that likes to groom young players either.
I feel like especially later in his career, he's gotten surlier.
Yeah. What's the new boy's name? The Yakuchunas?
Our guy, Kaz. Kasperis Yakuchunas.
Kaz. Yeah, like Kaz goes up, hey, what do you see on this pick and roll? My damn business. That's what I see. Like, I don't see him, like, teaching him how to come off of a pick and roll different. Like, I don't see him as that guy.
So, the Florida Panthers play at the Detroit Red Wings tonight. That game, like Hawk mentioned, is on FM 104.3 WQAM tonight. They're on the road. They're coming off a loss. And another blow to the Panthers here, because Kulikov is going to miss 5 months, according to Paul Maurice. He had surgery this morning to repair a torn labrum. Kind of
bad news.
Dropping like flies out there, man.
Man, yep. Get in the playoffs healthy. That's our goal.
True.
All right, guys. Those are your headlines. Over to weather. Weather is sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Right now in South Florida, I'll pull out the weather app. What do you guys think about that? 83 degrees. Tonight, the lows will be in the low 70. And doesn't look like there's a high percentage chance of rain either, which is good news. So enjoy it.
Jimmy says the Panthers game is on TNT tonight, by the way.
Oh, nice.
National television broadcast. So that's kind of cool.
Respect. That's a respect.
Zach Gelb, and they've earned it two in a row. Zach Gelb, who deserves no respect. From the Infinity Sports Network, he is going to join us in the next segment, so do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, we'll get to Zach Gelb here in a moment. The Hard Rock Bet Party is on. You're on the guest list. Sign up, bet $5 on any game. If it wins, you also score $150 in bonus bets, a winning bet, and a boosted bankroll. That's what I need. I need both of those. I need a winning bet, and I need a boosted bankroll. That's how you get the party started. Touchdowns win games. They win bets, too. Pick your favorite playmaker to hit pay dirt on the Hard Rock Bet app. And beyond anytime touchdowns, you can bet rushing overs. And I'm telling you, every single week, I have cashed the Tua Tagovailoa rushing over ticket. He has gone over all 6 weeks. Not telling you to tail me on it. Not telling you to fade me on it. Just telling you the facts. Don't forget about baseball. You've got the conference. What do you call them? The conference championships? What the hell do you call these? Conference series? What are these?
Divisionals.
No, they're not the divisional. They're the conference. But it's not a conference. Help me out, Gelb. What the hell are these things called?
League.
So sorry, I was distracted by Channing's photo that he was showing. I have no clue what you just said.
All right, don't worry about it. Nobody else does. Real NBA tip-off is just days away, but until then, bet on preseason like it's the real thing. Shoot your shot on winners, point spreads, overs, unders, and more. Hard Rock Bet is your one-stop shop to bet all preseason long. One Hard Rock Bet player last week turned a $3 bet into over a $20,000 win. Spoiler alert, it was not me. If you want to see more wins like that, you can follow at Hard Rock Bet on social media. Just make sure you download the app right now. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-833-PLAYWISE.
Hawkins
NLCS
League.
And ALCS.
Yeah, league series, because it's, well, yeah.
You said national. Divisional, but it's league, yeah.
Okay. I yelled league somewhere in there.
Are you sure?
Positive. I just started yelling words.
Zach Gelb can be heard nationally every afternoon on the Infinity Sports Network. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Comes to us from the WFAN studios in New York City, but he is an unabashed Patriots fan. Are you, Gelby, of the belief the Patriots are the best team in the AFC East?
No, I would still say it's the Buffalo Bills, but this is the first time this season, even after when they beat them, I still didn't think the Patriots could win the AFC East. But after being in Atlanta the other night and sensing the frustration around the Buffalo Bills, I still think Buffalo will find a way to get it together and win the division. But I do think it's possible when you factor in the schedule too, that the Pats could surprise some people and be AFC East champs this year.
And has Drake May come into his own, or did he have a couple good games? Because he looks good. The numbers aren't crazy, but he's leading winning drives. You know what I'm saying? He looks like an NFL quarterback. Is it he might be a Pro Bowler, or he's kind of figuring out the NFL.
He is what the quarterback position is in the year of 2025. The mobility, the way he extends the plays with his legs and then fires the ball down the field. It looks like, and I think I said this to you guys last week, that if Justin Herbert and Josh Allen and then Matthew Stafford, they were in that threesome, they had a baby, he would be the offspring. So I think I've used that now 2 weeks in a row.
I had to do that again.
But I will say, I've been most impressed with actually Drake May last year because the offensive line has improved in New England. Will Campbell, everyone killed him for the short arms, but he's been unbelievable. But last year, he really had no offensive line. The offensive line is fine this year. And wide receivers, the wide receiver stunk last year. Now they get Stephon Diggs, who is good, not great at this stage of his career. And last year, he kept on turning garbage into gold. And I could correlate this to the Dolphins. We know Tua Tagovailoa is not at a good offensive line in Miami, but Drake May is making the plays. Tua is not. He's throwing interceptions. And then what happened after the game? You know what? I will defend Tua for a second. I think his heart was in the right place. But when you throw three interceptions and then you're getting on people for being late to meetings, it ended up backfiring and not being a good look on him. But what a disaster this is, because the coach has no control of the team. And then also the quote unquote leader of the team, the quarterback, obviously his voice is not respected in the locker room. The Dolphins are a disaster. It feels like the early 2000s all over again in the AFCs, guys. It really does.
Hey, Gelb, you're right. How much credit do you give the New England organization specifically? Because we're sitting here in Miami. It feels like they haven't gotten rid of a quarterback that doesn't look great. They paid him. They have held on to a GM for way too long. They've held on to a coach probably for too long. Meanwhile, New England, you fire Bill Belichick, arguably the greatest head coach of all time. You finally said, hey, this just isn't working. We're getting rid of you. Then you hire another coach in Mayo. Clearly that didn't work. They said, we're going to go out. We're going to go get our guy. And they were able to find another seemingly franchise-type quarterback. What, 5 years removed from the greatest player ever leaving the organization? I mean, when you compare the two, it's like the New England Patriots, the organization, knew what to do in times of peril, while the Miami Dolphins are 25 years removed from their last playoff win and can't figure it out.
Yes and no. So I thought it was the right move to move off of Bill Belichick, right? Bill just was not adapting. He was trusting too much Joe Judge and Matt Patricia, and it ruined Mac Jones. The fact that they made Gerard Mayo the coach in waiting was sloppy. Really, Mike Vrabel should have been the coach of this team last year. And I said that before I knew that Gerard Mayo was the coach in waiting. My credit, I'm not dismissing the Krafts. I don't like how Kraft has been handling Belichick and all this stuff and the fighting and how he treated Bill in the aftermath. And we all know Robert Kraft at the end of the day is a great owner. But the credit goes to Mike Vrabel. The roster is better this year than last year, but it's not as if you look at this roster and say this should be a playoff team. But Mike Vrabel brought in some of his guys, whether it was a Harold Landry, they were aggressive. They got Milton Williams. I know not a Vrabel guy, but they stole him from the Carolina Panthers. He's supposed to go there. And you bring back Josh McDaniels and you put Drake May in a position to succeed. I think this is a Vrabel culture. This is a Vrabel mentality that has caught fire and is spreading all throughout the locker room. So I credit Mike Vrabel the most actually for the Patriots' success this season.
And for bringing him in, like Talana said, for making what they say, hire slow, fire fast, for seeing Mayo wasn't the guy and getting him out. Down
right
here,
move.
People are criticizing Stephen Ross as the owner. I really don't think Robert Kraft knows much about football. Is it Elliott Wolf? Like, who are really making the decisions? Because right now, like Solana said, it looked like they're damn working out. They look like they've turned it around in 2 years.
Yeah, so Elliott Wolf obviously has a say, but I think this is Mike Vrabel's organization, and he uses Elliott Wolf, and they have a good relationship. There's also, I forget who it is, there was some guy that came over from Tennessee who's like a behind-the-scenes guy that not a lot of people know. It could be a future GM one day, but that guy also gets a ton of credit, who's considered Mike Vrabel's right-hand man. His name is escaping me, but this is Mike Vrabel's show. This is the Mike Vrabel and Drake May show right out now in New England. And here's the scary part. Like, they tried to temper expectations before the season started. You look at this team, this roster could still get better. They don't have an elite player on the offensive side of the ball when you take out the quarterback. So if they go out and really make some moves this offseason, this could just be getting started. And it helps, too, when the schedule breaks the way that it did. Because this schedule, you look at it, I don't think it's a homer in me to say that this team could go win 10, 11 games. When you look at it the rest of the way, who are the toughest games? I think it's like Atlanta, Tampa Bay, and the Bills one more time.
And Miami. But Gelb, my point is, the Patriots didn't get lucky here. The organization is well structured. Correct. Yeah. I mean, I don't know for sure. I'm asking, like, because you could just say, hey, they got lucky with Drake May. I think part of that is true, but it's top to bottom. I think the organization deserves credit for maybe some luck, but also turning things around the way that they did in such a short amount of time.
Well, where I will give Robert Kraft credit is I know he made Gerard Mayo the coach in waiting, but he got rid of him after a year because he knew it wasn't working out and he knew he had to go bring in a professional coach in Mike Vrabel. That he gets credit for. Where if you want to relate it to Miami, how Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel, I know Greer more so because he's been there longer, but now McDaniel, you're one of the laughing stocks of the league. This is not just a bad season, right? Everyone has a bad season here or there. There's a difference of being bad and then being embarrassing. And this team is an embarrassment right now. And it's even worse at the podium. Like, I'm past Mike McDaniel was stuttering and going and not understanding one word that comes out of his mouth when he gives a 2-minute answer. But the quarterback, this is a different Tua Tagovailoa this year. This is a Tua that's been on the attack. This has been Tua that's been aggressive. And no one wants to hear someone be on the attack and be aggressive when you throw 3 interceptions and what, you won one lousy game so far and you keep on blowing games left and right.
Well, that's the shocking thing, because I've said to Crowder and Solana, like, Stephen Ross is patient, doesn't like to pull the trigger on his employees until it's sometimes maybe too late, but he's getting embarrassed.
Yeah.
And at some point, when you're a successful billionaire, you don't get embarrassed in your business endeavors. You sometimes make bad decisions and you correct them. And you surround yourself with people so that you make better decisions than you make bad decisions. But he's getting embarrassed on a consistent basis. So I don't know, what is the argument for keeping Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel at this point?
I have no clue at this point. And the only thing I keep on going back to, I used to say this with Greer, now I'll say it with Mike McDaniel. He's got to have some good pictures of Stephen Ross. That's the only thing that I could give you. That's the only, like, if they lose to the Browns this weekend and the Browns have a good defense, how are you going to justify keeping these two Stu Nods running the organization? How can you justify it?
What's the advantage? Though we talked about this too, Gilby. What's the advantage of firing the GM and the head coach week 7? Now, like, who, you're not going to get a good guy to come in, right? And there is not a great GM or great head coach available right now.
No.
As you sit here.
The GM's a different story. The GM just can't be making the decisions after this year. For the head coach, there's just no order in this locker room. There is no respect in this locker room. So, like, are things really going to change that much in Tennessee with the fact that they got rid of Brian Callahan? Probably not. Could it? Yeah, I guess so. But when a coach just keeps on being inept, and he's turning into a laughingstock, how do you let him continue this season? And how can you look your fans in the eyes and say you're doing what's in the best interest of the team? You got to get this guy out. And I don't even know who would be the interim, but it can't be much worse than what's going on with this clown and Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, see, that's the national. We were talking about, like, what's the national perspective on the Dolphins? It's what Gelb is explaining right there. Like, people are looking at it.
It's embarrassing. I feel bad for the Dolphin fan.
Right, but you don't get any of the nuance. You don't get to hear the daily press conferences and stuff where we hash things out. You get these snapshots, and the snapshot of the Dolphins is brutal loss after brutal loss, last second loss, brutal loss, and then ridiculous press conferences. And it's like, how do you redraw that narrative? It's impossible with the current structure.
And you guys know this is not just me being in the take of the moment. I've been saying this even when Mike McDaniel was winning, like, 2 years ago. I sat there and I said, I feel like I am on the outside of the inside joke. This guy just doesn't resonate with me. I have the ick, and he gets in front of the podium and I say, how do you take this guy seriously when he opens his mouth? He'll be a really good offensive coordinator in this league. He's just not head coaching material. Like, the entire tenure of Mike McDaniel has not been a disaster, right? They've made the playoffs 2 times, but it is ugly. Like, really, like, Chip Kelly, I was there in Philadelphia when Chip Kelly would get out to 2 hot starts his first 2 times, the first 2 seasons in Philadelphia, but then he would put his foot in his mouth at the podium and be embarrassing down the stretch. Less is more. This guy, I know you can't be Belichick at the podium because, right, you haven't won jack, But you can't be giving these answers that just ramble for 2 minutes, and your quarterback, after you, like the losing to the Chargers isn't embarrassing. Let me be clear. But how you handle it afterwards as the quarterback, and I was even defending the quarterback a little bit because guys should be on time for player meetings. But when you have three interceptions, you make it worse when you open your mouth and provide more distractions when people are ready to pounce on the flesh that are the Miami Dolphins right now.
Hey, Hawk, it's not that they're not listening to the press conferences. They don't want to listen to the press conferences. No, everybody's
I
done.
Don't blame them.
We have to them. Because we're down here. Nobody wants to hear McDaniel speak anymore. Nobody.
Well, there are takes of mine that I'm like, this guy just needs to shut up. I can't listen to him anymore. But I do enjoy listening to the press conference because it makes for a lot of entertaining radio. You know, I joked with my producers. I said we could play one of his answers. I think I could stand up, go down the hall, go to the bathroom, make myself a cup of coffee, and he may still be answering the same exact question that was asked him. It's crazy.
And no answer will be given. You still won't have any clarity by the time you get back from the bathroom.
It's so disastrous that it's actually, it makes you want more, even though everyone would agree that this just needs to end.
You want to talk about the New York Rangers?
Yeah, they can't score. That's for sure. You get an honest book for me. The Rangers can't score to save their lives right now at home. Shut out again.
I mean, you're not being honest. We all see the scores. We see that they keep getting shut out at home. Did I read first time ever in NHL history that a team has been shut out three straight games
at
to
home.
Open the season at home?
Yeah, yeah. It's not pretty. We need to go on the road in Pittsburgh and play them as much as possible. See, this is how pathetic that the Dolphin season is right now, is that Hawk is talking about hockey in October and taking jabs at the Ranger fan.
I'm not even talking about the Panthers. I'm just looking for something to skewer him on, and the only thing I can think of is the Rangers.
Go ahead. Yo, you can't defend New York right now. The Mets, they're collapsed. The Yankees getting knocked out. The Rangers not scoring a damn goal. Hey, Jackson Dart.
The real deal.
Should not pay for a drink or a meal for the rest of the year.
Jackson Dart, I was at that game at MetLife Stadium up against the Eagles. Holy smokes. That was impressive, but I was even more impressed. We talk about at the podium. Afterwards at the podium, I wasn't here when the team was losing. You know, we are here to turn this around. I'm not saying this team's going to be all that good this year, but Cam Scataboo and Jackson Dart, if you're a Giant fan, you at least have some optimism, which you haven't had in a long time.
Fair enough.
The Jets suck, though. You know what? I don't know who's worse at the podium, McDaniel or Aaron Glenn, because McDaniel, I think, knows that he's cooked. Aaron Glenn thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. And this guy, how he yelled at the media for asking if he's going to bench Justin Fields. Like, hey, you ass clown. I think they were like 9-17 Justin Fields. Like, it's a legitimate question. It's ridiculous.
He had less yards than the Rangers have scored goals at home this season. Hey.
Hey-oh.
Hey. Zach Gelb, the Infinity Sports Network, and he joins us on Wednesday. See you, Gelby.
You got it. Channing, Billy Napier. Looks like that's over, by the way.
Comment.
We need you to make national news.
He gives you like that CBS Sports Minute on the way out.
Coming up today, like Billy Napier needs to go. Yeah. I'm Zach Gelb.
I text Lane Kiffin. I got no response, but I shot him the text.
Yeah. Are you going to be dating his daughter as well? Just wondering soon.
See you, Gelb. Get out of here before you get us in trouble. All right, there you go. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network joins us from the WFAN studios in New York City every Wednesday. Talk a little football. We got more to get to, so do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.